Books on Tape presents Start Late, Finish Rich, A No-Fail Plan for Achieving Financial Freedom at Any Age, by David Bach. Read by Michael Kramer. Introduction. So you feel like you've started late? What if I told you it's not too late for you to finish rich? That even if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, even your 60s and beyond, you've still got an opportunity to put your life on the right track financially and stop worrying about the future. What if I told you it's possible to catch up on saving for the future without taking huge risks? What if I told you that even on an ordinary income, in less than a few hours, you could transform how you earn, how you save, and how you invest to the point where you really could start late and finish rich? What if I told you that there are simple strategies you can use to make more money than you do now without quitting your job, so that you can finish even richer than you would have if you had started early? Would you spend a few hours with me? Are you ready to start late and finish rich? David Bach. It's only too late if you give up. I'll never forget the first time I met Harriet. She had come to me with a problem. The problem was that she was in her 50s, in debt, and hadn't saved a dime. She was losing sleep, depressed, and extremely worried about her future. Her story changed my life. My coaching changed hers. Now it's your turn. Harriet was in the audience of one of my Finish Rich seminars in Washington, D.C. I was just finishing up when she raised her hand and blurted out, "Can I ask you a really important question?" I could tell she had something serious on her mind. Her face had worry written all over it. "Of course," I replied. "What's the question?" She said, "David, I'm 52 years old, and I've done everything wrong. I'm divorced and recently remarried, and am now working 45 hours a week to make ends meet. I've got literally nothing in savings, and I don't know what to do. Last year I went to a financial planner. I paid him $500 to run a financial plan, and he came back and told me that in order to be able to retire in my 60s, I needed to start saving over $2,700 a month. Considering that after taxes I only take home about $3,500, his plan was ridiculous. You know what he said to me? He said, 'Well, I'm sorry, but that's what you have to do.' I went home furious, and then I got depressed." Harriet sighed deeply. "Now I don't know what to do. I'm losing sleep worrying that I'm going to wind up a bag lady someday. I don't know how I'm ever going to catch up on my savings." She looked at me bleakly. "What do you think? Is there any hope for me?" Is there any hope for me? Looking back at Harriet, I could literally feel her pain. And I wasn't the only one. There was a strong sense of empathy in the room. My gut told me that a lot of other people in the audience were just as scared, hurt, and upset about their futures as Harriet was. With that in mind, I answered Harriet as carefully as I could. "Of course there's hope for you," I said. "But before we focus on why you can and should feel hopeful, first help me understand your situation better. You had a meeting with a financial planner. You paid for his advice, and then you went home mad. So, after you got home, what exactly did you do? Did you change anything about the way you were handling your money? Did you follow through on any of his advice?" "David, to tell you the truth, I did nothing." Harriet shook her head. The appointment had been a year earlier, and the planner's advice had upset her so much that she hadn't been able to bring herself to do anything about her financial situation. She had come to my seminar trying to get remotivated to do something, but she still felt stuck. "It all just seems impossible," she said. "It's not a sprint. It's a marathon." I wasn't surprised by how hopeless she felt. "Harriet," I said, "if you'd never run a mile and I told you to run a marathon today, that would seem impossible too, wouldn't it? But you know how all long-distance runners start? They start by jogging a block or two their first day of training. Actually, most don't run. They just jog. And some don't even jog. They just sort of walk fast. The point is, they start off going maybe 2 blocks, then 3 blocks, then a half mile, then a mile, then a couple of miles. And before they know it, several months have passed, and they've gone from being out of shape to being able to run a marathon. I looked around the room. What smart runners don't do is go out and try to sprint 26 miles the first day. They build up to it. Learning to save is a lot like exercise. If you've never exercised, and I send you to the gym for 3 straight days and work you out for 2 hours a day, you're going to fall apart and be sore. You need to build up gradually. It's the same with saving. You don't go from saving nothing to saving $2,700 a month. That's absurd. You've got to start slowly. You need to keep it simple. Harriet, can you save $10 a day? I looked back at Harriet. Do you understand what I'm trying to say with this exercise metaphor? She nodded slowly.
I think so.
Good, I said. So let me ask you the big question, the question that's at the bottom of all start-from-behind and finish-rich plans. Can you save $10 a day? Harriet looked surprised.
I think I could, she began, but
I cut her off. Come on, Harriet. You're 52 and sitting here broke, right? You think you can save $10 a day, or you will save $10 a day? Harriet grinned in spite of herself.
I can, she said with quiet confidence. $10 a day is totally doable.
Great, I said. That's $3,650 a year. Now, what about your husband? Can you get him to save $10 a day?
Well, that's a whole other story, she replied, her grin widening.
By now the class was laughing with Harriet. At the same time, however, you could also feel the energy of hope stirring. Everyone in the room was rooting her on, wanting her to succeed.
Yes, I can get Bill to save $10 a day, Harriet continued. It won't be easy, but I'll make him.
Okay, that's $7,300 a year. I walked over to the chalkboard. Let's assume you do this right. You pay yourself first, which I discussed earlier, and which we'll discuss later in this book. You do it automatically, so it doesn't take discipline or a budget, and you put your money in a solid, diversified investment that earns a decent rate of return. Let's see what that would give you 20 years from now, when you're 72. And I wrote on the chalkboard, $10 a day, both of you saving, equals $20 a day, times 365, equals $7,300 a year. I looked at Harriet. Let's say you averaged a 10% return, which is less than the stock market has averaged since 1926. It's not guaranteed, but I can show you how to put the odds in your favor to make it happen. Putting in $7,300 a year, can you guess how much you'd have in 20 years? I turned back to the chalkboard. I happen to know this figure by heart, I said as I scribbled down a number, because it comes up more often than you'd think. Here's what I wrote. $461,947 in 20 years. But wait, there's more. I put down the chalk and looked at Harriet. She was staring at the chalkboard, open-mouthed. Now let me ask you something else. Do you and your husband both work for companies that offer retirement plans like a 401k plan? Harriet nodded.
Yes, she said, but we don't use them.
Do your employers have a policy of matching your contributions? Harriet nodded again.
I think so. If I remember correctly, they both offer to match 50% of what each employee contributes.
Okay, then scratch the number I just wrote down. In 20 years, you and your husband could have, I went back to the chalkboard and wrote, $20 a day plus 50% match equals $30 a day times 365 equals $10,950 a year. Okay, I continued. At a 10% annual return for 20 years, that comes to, and I wrote, $692,924 in 20 years. At first, Harriet was shocked. Then she got mad.
Why didn't the guy who I paid money to give me a plan explain it this way? She asked angrily. I would have done something a year ago. I mean, he made my situation seem impossible.
She was silent for a moment.
You know, she said finally, they should teach this in school. My whole life would have been different if I'd known this before.
I nodded sympathetically.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?